For today, Dr. J. Vance Vandergriff, about various health topics and concerns. And today, we're going to be talking about incontinence. It is probably a little bit more common than you think. It is more common in women than men, but especially as women get older, it can become a very annoying issue in their life. Good morning, Dr. Vandergriff.
Good morning.
Now, I was a little surprised, and as you told me, it is a little more common in women than men, but I was a little surprised that it's as common as it is. And you say that there's probably a reason for that, and that would be that women have children, but as they get older. Tell us a little bit about incontinence, urinary incontinence, so not being able to hold your bladder. What causes this?
Well, we'll start with the types of incontinence, and there's a few types, but urge incontinence is an overactive bladder. Stress incontinence is an overflow problem where the bladder doesn't, the muscles at the top of the urethra, the opening of the bladder, they're not tight enough, and so that allows leakage of urine, and that's probably the more common, especially in women, because most women are having babies. Their pelvic muscles get stretched during childbirth, and so it damages those muscles over time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that does make sense. Now, and I've always heard about this, and I even remember my mother doing this, getting laughing so hard that they peed in their pants. And I don't know if that as necessarily is incontinence, because it doesn't happen on a common basis, but I've heard many folks say that. It's one thing that, and I noticed that it was my mother, and a friend of mine's mother has often done this too, and unfortunately done it in public because she and her daughter laugh so hard together. But is it something that affects people when they're younger, or is it mainly something that only appears as they get older?
No, that can happen anytime. The issue when you cough or laugh is related to the pressures. Normally the pressure inside the bladder and outside the bladder in the urethra are balanced, and so if you cough, it's sort of a net negative. But if you want to urinate, the pressure inside the bladder is greater than the urethral pressure, and so that allows urine to flow. And so typically we can hold that in a balance when we don't want it to flow. But when you have incontinence, the pressure in the bladder or around the bladder is greater. Imagine when you cough, you're pushing down into the pelvic and then the pelvis, and that creates higher pressure in the pelvis than it does in the urethra, and that's how you get the leakage.
If you've given birth even to just one child, I guess that could weaken that part of the urethra.
Yeah, that's right. And so oftentimes we will initially try to give medications that can help strengthen that muscle to help tighten the muscle at the urethra so that you don't have that leakage. But in some cases, you know, the other factor with the childbirth is the muscles get stretched, and so the bladder actually falls. And when the bladder falls, then your bladder isn't able to empty as much because now you have a change in the anatomy of the bladder, and so you create this pool where the urine is sitting. And so sometimes women will have a sling to sort of lift the bladder back into the normal position to allow better emptying.
It's interesting. Now, I imagine that it's a pretty easy diagnosis. I imagine that a lot of folks may be embarrassed to go into the doctor and report this problem, but it should be. So I imagine it's not a side effect of something that folks saying, I don't know what's causing this, and you should be able to figure this out and make a correct diagnosis fairly quickly, I would assume.
Well, the first thing, we want to make sure there's no infections. So we'll do a urinalysis and check for any infections. Sometimes if there's an infection or if there's a kidney stone or something, that can cause the incontinence. The other factors that we look at is there's actually a stress test where the urologist will have a patient cough or laugh or some vigorous that will potentially cause loss of urine. There's actual probes that can be put into the urethra to see the angle of the urethra and to see if it's an angle problem. They can do an ultrasound, and in some cases they actually use a camera. So they'll do a cystoscopy where they take a tiny camera and go into your urethra and look into the bladder to see if there's any damage there.
You really surprised me when you said that there's a, you can take a medicine that will actually help build the muscles there to help prevent, to help fix this problem. So this is, I'm assuming this is a problem that you're, in most cases, it's going to be a management thing as opposed to actually fixing what's causing the urination.
Usually, you know, we want to encourage muscle strengthening exercises. The Kegel exercises are what a lot of women will do to try to help strengthen the muscles in the pelvic, in the pelvis. There's also some devices. A pessary is a device that goes inside the vagina to try to push the bladder back up into the correct position. Medications which can help. Some people don't like the medicines because they can cause a lot of dry mouth and constipation. But some women are pretty much dependent on medications to keep from having to wear adult pads 24 hours a day.
Yeah, well, I've seen those. Now, it's more common in women and everything, but I'm curious. So let's talk about the incontinence in men as well. Obviously, they're not having children, so what causes it in men?
Well, with men, you have to worry about prostate. So The prostate is right next to the bladder. So much like the bladder falling in females, the bladder can get pushed by the prostate, and you actually have an obstructing area from this mass of the prostate pushing against the bladder, creating a similar pool where the urine doesn't empty completely.
Is there ever a case where you actually have surgery to try to fix? I don't know if you can fix a muscle like that through surgery. I know in other muscle situations you could. But I've never heard anybody say I'm going under the knife for incontinence.
Well, like I said, the bladder sling, which pulls the bladder up into the right position. There's sometimes they'll do electrical stimulation of the muscles to try to stimulate the muscles, but mostly it's the slings that are being done. I know in some areas they're using Botox for muscles, but I haven't seen anything for incontinence using Botox. But they're always coming up with some new, less invasive way of treating, and hopefully in the future we'll have something that's not surgical, that doesn't cause the side effects that the pills do, that can help this incontinence problem.
Fascinating. And that's the first I've heard of a possible use for Botox for that. But that's why we do these shows. And all the years we've been doing this show, and my goodness, it's been over 10 years now, I think, I don't think we've ever done a show on incontinence. So a very interesting topic, and one that's still progressing. Folks, you can talk to your healthcare provider about it if you're experiencing these problems. And remember, if you do not have a healthcare provider, you can always visit Strand Urgent Care, located right between Myrtle Beach and Carolina Forest on International Drive. Open 7 days a week, and they are urgent care. You can walk in, or you can call and make an appointment. Their phone number, 843-945-3030, 945-3030. Very interesting, Dr. Vandegrift. Thanks for being with us today.
You're welcome.